chill my ass out. We ain't drunk. We want it on the wheel out, round and round. Been feeling so heavily. Hands in your pocket while we skate the Frankie Beverly. Hands up, hands down. Almost threw my ass out. We ain't drunk. We want it on the wheel out, round and round. Been feeling so heavily. Hands in your pocket while we skate the Frankie Beverly. Baby, on the block, and I got you. Just stay deep, bro. You know we can't go nowhere. If my niggas is here, the drinks could've been on me. Stay deep, bro.
I'm gonna take you to a place that we ride.
Stay deep, bro.
We shook and jive and let the problems pass you by.
So just to plug the station a little bit more, you can play and do whatever you want. Sometimes I just talk and just ramble with friends. You can have them call in, or when that's, you know, not COVID, come in with you, which is also very, very fun. You can literally do whatever you want. It's free form as long as you follow guidelines set by the government and whatnot. But yeah, so I would, if you're looking for something to do this next semester, I'd highly recommend the radio show. I'm a senior, I've been doing it for 2 years, so I know a little bit about Tufts, which makes me think I can give all these new freshmen some advice. So we're gonna start a new segment called Spencer's Really Good Advice for Freshmen. Tip number one, if you're throwing a dorm party, if you're at a dorm party and your RA knocks and you have maybe some illicit liquid, quote unquote, I would personally chug it all, and that way they can't reprimand you for having it if they can't, you know, provide the evidence that you have it. So that's advice number one. Great advice. Chug it all. Don't let your RAC. There we go.
Thank you.
Next piece of advice for incoming freshmen from a senior. If you have an important test or something that you need to get to, first, go to the commons in the campus center and get yourself 2 steak and egg and cheeses. Not only will your stomach thank you, But you'll feel really ready and raring to go for whatever you got. I promise you, you won't spend like 2 hours in a bathroom missing your French recitation and part of your econ final. It will really set you up well for success if you eat like an absolute madman. It's gotten me through some pretty tough times, both spiritually and gastrointestinally. We'll be right back. So I'm about halfway through my show, which is when I usually do a PSA. So here's one of my favorites from last year. Numbers to think about: uninsured healthcare costs. In the healthcare debate, it's often stated that the uninsured drive up healthcare costs for everyone else because they use medical services without paying for them, ultimately shifting their bills along to those with insurance through higher premiums. While it is true that overwhelming medical expenses are a factor in more than 60% of all personal bankruptcies and that each year there are $57 billion in unpaid medical bills, the fact is that those $57 billion represent just 2.2% of the $2.5 trillion Americans annually spend on healthcare. Compare that to 2.2% to retail shoplifting losses, which can run as high as 15%. Focusing in on where the expenses really are just 5% of Americans account for half of all medical costs, and the majority of them are older, white, and already covered by a private or public health insurance plan. Many of them suffer from so-called lifestyle diseases, such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease caused by poor eating choices and a lack of physical activity and exercise. A public service message from WFL Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So you can do a whole, if you want, you can do a whole radio show of PSAs if you like to hear yourself talk. I personally think that'd be really funny. So if somebody wants to join the radio show and take an hour out of people's day to just literally just do PSAs about like whatever you want. We have an entire binder. You could spend a day at least just doing PSAs. So please, somebody that's braver than I, come on this radio station and just do PSAs. I will love you.
Thank you. You can walk, I won't fight it. If you see me, I'll be hiding. If you stop, you can ride it. She's so hot, burn me like lightning. What am I supposed to say? You walk away and you're unhappy. How am I supposed to sleep when I know I have you in the moment? I don't even know what else to say, baby. You're living on my mind for you, baby. You're living on my mind for you, baby. You're living on my mind for you, baby. You're living on my mind for you. Can you see it? I don't really need nobody else. Can you see?
So if you're just tuning in and you're in your car and you're waiting for that 30 minutes to be up to know that you don't have COVID, I'm Spencer. I'm one of the seniors here at WMFO, doing what I usually do, is just like, you know, music and talking and whatever else I kind of decide on for the day. If you're interested in joining the radio show, you definitely should. I'm sure there'll be some sort of like club fair. It's a very easy process. You get trained up on all the equipment. It's pretty fun. If you just want to come in and like play music for an hour, you have really nice monitors in here that, you know, give a really, really nice sound. Just give it a turn off your brain for like an hour. We have enough people already in like professional clubs. Like, they're kind of boring and, you know, careers, well, it's whatever, right? So come to WMFO, get a show. It's a lot of fun. Bring your friends. If you like the music I play, my Spotify playlist is Music for Birds. I update it like pretty regularly, so please accept my shameless plug. I'm trying to think of more bad advice for freshmen. I mean, good advice for freshmen. Actively debate your professors in class, and show them little respect. They will like that you are brave enough to, you know, just to be that kid that won't shut up. I think, you know, that's a great way not only to make friends, but to really, you know, impress your professors as well. So yeah, welcome to Tufts. Thank you.
got my own little magic, and I'm not trying to wreak havoc. It's just that sometimes I see something and I just need a high.
So my show is coming to a close. For returning students, welcome back. And to new freshmen, here's a little bit of MGMT. Congratulations. Thanks for listening.
As it seems.